Dot. This episode's about sucking some dick and foreplay. What up, though? It's another episode of Cocktails with Cocktails. This is a special episode. As you see, we are in a special secret location. Shout out to the person who rented this out to us. It's supposed to feel homely because someone's sucking dick at home.
Homey, not homely.
I'm glad we don't have mics for the kids, but we're going to keep it going. You're probably wondering what this is and why we're doing these things. It is a tutorial. So this one is about foreplay. It's a part one and it's a part two. The next one's about sucking penis, cock. Alessa, what you want to use? What word are we using?
You know I hate cock. You know I hate that word.
You
want to
go with penis? You want to go with dick? You want to go with schlong?
No, we sucking dick.
You know what? We do got special guests.
Dick.
All right.
Wow.
I like that. We got special guests in the building. We have Professor, what are you going by? Excuse me, gentlemen. I don't know what you want to go by. Rico, if you can hand her the mic, please.
Professor Sticky.
Oh, Professor Sticky. Professor okay. Sticky. Awesome. So Professor Sticky is going to be coaching and giving tips of both tutorials today. So thank you for coming
and helping them come.
And we're going to give the mic to special favorite guest here. We have Honey and Rico. As you can see, they are incognito. I like y'all masks.
I really like y'all masks.
Yes, I could talk on mine.
I like how he only said one word, so I really don't know if he could talk. He's just like, yeah, like it's gonna work. Is it hot?
I'm not hot.
Are you down to like do shit in that mask?
That's what the mask is for.
Oh, I don't know.
If I was just talking, I wouldn't have a mask probably.
Oh, see, looking at you, you look cross-eyed. So with the mask on,
it's
so
a little lazy.
I like that. You are so funny. Thank you. I like that.
Just to let y'all know, because of what we're doing today, y'all can keep them.
Okay.
We don't need
that. That's fair. Yeah. Can you send me the link to that one? Because I need that mask.
I want to
suck some dick in that mask.
Really?
Sure.
Did you let us see?
Yeah, film it for us.
I'll film it.
All right. Because you suck dick good. Like, I like how you look in the eyes.
Stick your tongue up.
Oh, okay. Ooh, she eat ass good. She let the tongue ring hit the asshole and it tickle you. First, I do want to do a big heads up. We are going straight to Patreon in 2024. So shout out to that move. That move was made so that we can give y'all more quality content like this. So if you haven't already, you definitely want to join our Patreon. A lot of our shit is going to be not only more X-rated, but actually more informative. We're going to go a more educational route in 2024. So Audio Wave, Cocktails with Cocktails, TGIF Flames. Did you do that? Like you got burnt or something? You went with Flames as a name? Like what happened there? Oh, okay. I don't know what you said, but I'm going to say that you said no. but yeah, we about to get into this episode.
Oh my God.
Alessa, where we starting at? Let's go with the intro question. Say he did get burnt. That would have been wild.
What? Say he did get burnt?
Yeah.
That wouldn't have been wild. Shut up, Brandon. Oh my God. So when it comes to giving head, I feel like, you know, the same rules apply. So people, the drink is great. You know, what do you like? You know, you need to communicate with people. What do you like? How much spit? So for the most part, Mickey, what do you suggest when it comes to giving head?
Wait. I'm saying. What? You on the wrong one.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, I'm missing it.
We started with foreplay.
Oh, my bad.
Ooh.
That was
edit that part out.
I know everything about the episode. I don't have to listen to what we're going
on. I had the wrong one, Opie.
Does my booty look big?
Y'all remember she said all that shit?
I had the wrong one, Opie.
Damn. Trav, you ain't got to agree, man. She, you know. All
right. That was my fault.
Yeah. So
that was my fault.
JG, do we need to start all the way over?
Nah, he gonna edit that out.
All right, cool. What is your favorite form of foreplay? So I want everybody to like introduce yourselves, tell us why y'all excited to be here, and tell us your favorite form of foreplay. We can start with Honey.
Hey y'all, I'm Honey.
Hey Honey.
Hey. My favorite form of foreplay is being like caressed, like touching all over me, like. Just fill me up, make me feel warm.
Fill you up, literally or figuratively?
And where? Like, yeah, like where?
Just like everywhere, like rub my thighs, rub my back, rub my booty, just rub all over me. I like to be rubbed. And it's crazy because I don't really like to be touched. Mm. But I love that. I love when he touches, rubs me.
Do you like your booty crack touched or your cheeks?
All that.
Okay. Some people don't like that crack touched.
I mean, not digging in my ass.
You caressing on me, going digging. What you looking for?
So, like, you looking for change, nigga? No.
Like, no, none of that.
So outside of physical intimacy, you normally do not like touch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Two kids that touch me all day. Okay. It'll obviously be over touch.
Wow, that actually makes perfect sense.
It does. I never thought about it like that. Why I wanted to ask, because that was very intriguing to me, that's your favorite form of foreplay, but outside of that, don't touch me.
It makes sense.
And it does. Damn. But I love that. I love that at least when you are being intimate, you still experience and enjoy that feel of physical touch.
I mean, he touches me still. Right. And there's times where he respects, like, all right, I don't want to be touched. Mm-hmm. And there's sometimes where it doesn't bother me. Like, it doesn't bother me all the time. But we do have that communication in space.
Can he, like, you know, randomly, like, smack your ass around
the
house?
He is addicted.
Yeah, I'm addicted to smacking ass. Yeah. I smack ass nonstop. That's why I ask.
As you should. I feel like if you're living with your booty, you might as well smack it.
Yeah, he touches my butt all day.
Okay. Period.
All right, so Rico, introduce yourself. Tell us your favorite form of foreplay.
What's up? I'm Rico. Favorite form for foreplay?
Yeah.
Probably get a little bit of neck rubbing while, you know, getting that dick rubbed on.
Okay.
And, you know, a little bit of head down. I like to see it, you know.
I don't like looking at Rico with the mask. I can't make mask to eye contact. It's making me uncomfortable. Like, I don't know if the nigga looking at me or not. Like, all right.
That's how I be feeling like people with their yays on sometimes.
Yeah, like, stop staring at me. He looking the other way. Like, I don't know, you know. All right, so I guess to my favorite person on the couch.
Professor Sticky.
Professor.
I'd have to say my favorite form goes along with what you said, honey. It has a lot to do with consent and the connection that you make with somebody. Like that very beginning of foreplay where you make eye contact with somebody and you feel like you're touching one another without even touching each other. Like, it's understood that something either could go down or is about to go down. It's definitely my favorite part.
Okay, the anticipation.
The arousal, the initial arousal. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. All right. Like when
it's touching that close. So, I guess I want to go back to, like, we talked about, like, y'all favorite forms of foreplay to receive, but what's your favorite forms of foreplay to give? Is it the same or?
Yeah, it would have to be the same thing I just said. Because you spend all day, I'm a mother too, so you spend all day with people touching on you. I'm also a teacher, so in actual life. and so people are always doing things without your consent, and that's literally what you signed up for. And so when you're with somebody who you can trust or communicate with, or even somebody that you're more so estranged to, but y'all just have that connection, that understanding, it's giving and receiving all at the same time. I think that's what makes it arousal. It's all happening at once.
Okay. So, well, first, I do want to say thank you, not only for coming to instruct Professor Mickey, but Rico, honey, thank you for providing, you know, your bodies, your mouths, your shaft for these next two episodes. As we get and dive deep, I did want to kind of talk about our listeners, our followers. I did a lot of polls on foreplay, and for starters, I wanted to talk about, like, some good foreplay starters, but everybody says some different shit, like, how long should foreplay last? 56% of listeners said 8+ minutes, 20% said 6 to 8 minutes, 4% said 2 to 3 minutes. Assuming they just don't like foreplay.
Maybe quickies? I don't know.
No, it's foreplay.
I think it also depends on, like, if you did that based on the sex. Like, do that and run the male version and the female version. I'm pretty sure you also get different results.
Was that all people's poll?
Yeah, that was all. But I kind of like, so when it comes to my polling, oddly, mostly women. I would say the men that do vote, I think that their votes are more genuine. Mm-hmm. And women just be like,
I be voting real on your post.
I appreciate that.
And I couldn't click on the post today, so I was mad.
Today?
You think women lie on your post?
It's something wrong with Instagram.
Yeah, that's weird. You said what?
You think women lie on your polls?
I know they
or
do.
They exaggerate.
I know okay. they do. Because women vote so much. And shout out to the women. But I started noticing.
No, that's
I started noticing patterns of certain women who would vote. Okay. And their votes would contradict their previous votes.
Gotcha. That's why I asked.
Because I have, so it, voting polls, I know this is off subject. Polls help me create topics because I actually have Honey can contest, but she can agree. I have conversations with her after she votes on the polls. Mm-hmm. I do that with a lot of people because it helps me to create topics to know what pros and cons to bring up, you know, and I like debates. So I have conversations with them. So my nigga, I remember the conversation I had with you. And you
and
said,
that's how you know that they're lying. Yeah. But that's all I wanted to ask because I'm like,
okay. Okay. Change their minds?
No, it's the difference between changing your mind.
Okay,
and like,
I'm just making sure.
You know. You don't remember I knew you had five bodies? How you vote one to two for the year? Like, that ain't changing your mind. The dick was in you, you know? It is what it is.
So, going back on subject, how long do y'all think foreplay should last?
Especially since y'all got kids.
Mm-hmm.
And our kids, they've been so rude lately.
I feel like... It matter if it's quick reaction or if we know we diving into it.
Yeah, I feel like you can't even do foreplay with kids because they might fuck that up. So
you
gotta
lock that door, give them
yeah.
snacks and iPads and turn okay. cartoons
yeah,
on.
Yeah, we good for putting the kids out just for a minute. But like if the kids wasn't there, like when it's a night when the kids are occasionally gone, I like long foreplay. Like I like when he anticipates. Like I love when he just gets me aroused. Like I know you about to come for me and take my soul, but we're not there yet. And I love that.
How does that look? Like paint us a picture.
He for sure be caressing me.
She all excited.
kissing on me. He play with my clit. That's like a button.
Ooh, boop boop.
Yep.
Is that how you like it played with?
Not like boop boop. No, I don't know what he be doing. He be doing.
He just be doing
like
it.
DJ.
Oh, okay.
Like a DJ.
Okay.
Jiggy jiggy jiggy.
He be blending them songs. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hey. He be
making melodies.
Okay.
Period.
It just be great.
Y'all ever hear the song "Red Rum Melody" by Tiffany Gucci?
Oh my god! I thought it was Gauche.
Oh, I just, shout out to Trav. I just be saying Gooch. But
no, I love that song.
You know it's about eating bloody pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa,
yeah, that's why.
It's got a song like that.
Y'all don't eat pussy, Rico? You
ever had love?
No, I'm talking about bloody pussy. That's
I have once or twice drunkenly eaten some pennies.
I've had dudes that
you were sober eating? One time.
What'd she say? What'd you say?
It wasn't me.
Okay.
He was sober.
I haven't heard that story.
Wait, what did she say?
It's old. It doesn't. I was just saying he was sober one time. He said he was drunk when he did, so I was just clearing the air.
You have confessions.
It wasn't me, though.
Then who was it?
I hope it was your wife.
I don't. I don't
say it out loud.
Okay.
I was being sarcastic.
Okay.
That's like embedded for life.
Oh, my God. Right, because
like,
I
know what she's talking about.
I've definitely had dudes.
He drove 4 hours for that pussy.
You drove 4 hours for that pussy, so you dead.
No. I know what she's talking about. Did you? I didn't eat her out.
You just ran the red light?
So I knew she was a hoe. And we
okay, wait,
like
wait,
a,
hold on. Okay,
you ate her out.
Not too much.
Right.
She was
Let's
a hoe.
Just
There's
go.
A lot to unpack There's, here.
No, I ate her out. No, she just.
And you drove to her?
I'm about to tell the story.
What was the foreplay? Since we're on the topic.
Yeah,
I gotta go through the whole thing. So, sis was on tip. Like, her foreplay was... I'm glad you brought this up. This is a really good story for this. Her foreplay was, like, texting, sending nudes, saying dirty things. But her foreplay was false. That's where the you know, I was told upon arrival, as I opened the door, she would be on her knees to greet my dick.
Okay.
When I came... I got there, it was like, was Kobe still playing? Kobe was still playing. It was a big game. The Lakers were playing. Chicago was an hour behind. Whatever. Anywho, so I get there. I'm like, hey, can I watch the game? She's like, I don't really do sports. And, you know, I'm kind of like, you know, it's a big game. I'm a man. You know, I just drove 4 hours. That it kind of just started off awkward, right? Because she definitely
I just said I don't have cable.
So, wait.
You got there and she wasn't on her knees.
That was, yeah, I was getting to that. Okay. Like, I was already annoyed because she wasn't on her knees and she did come get me. It was kind of like,
she didn't come get. Wait, what do you mean?
It was like, it was a big complex. There, so why did she need to come get you? It was a big complex. So she was just like lazily like telling me how to get to the room, and I felt like, okay, you know, a nigga come from out of town and he clearly not from here. Yeah, come get me. So, and so, but I'm thinking she's not coming to get me because she's on her knees. This is going to be great. Open the door. Baby girl's watching some big fat Greek wedding or some shit with popcorn. And I'm just like, okay. So she's like, I'm hungry. So I'm like, all right, cool. I'm like, well, can I watch the game? So she's like, yeah, I don't do sports. So I'm like, okay, cool. So then she tells me, just to let you know, I'm on my period. I'm like, you started today? She's like, no, a couple days ago. I'm like, bitch, why am I here? You know, that's what I'm saying in my head. So I had bought some condoms before I left. Trojan Fire and Ice. I highly suggest no one ever use these condoms. So we get into bed or whatever. And so it was just, the vibe was so off. And I was just so uncomfortable. Sure. So I'm like, well, you know how they say, you got to see it through, my boy. So
yeah, got to see it through, my boy. Yeah,
so I'm like, so what's good? At this point, I'm very direct. You want to fuck? So she's like, I mean, if you cool with period sex, I'm cool with it. I'm like, all right, cool. So she's like, she get naked. I get naked. I put the condom on. I get on top. I start sucking her titty. No, I only like the left sucked. So I'm like, okay.
Why was that her favorite titty? Is it because it's closest to her heart?
I don't know. She said the right was very, I don't know.
It could be sensitive.
What the fuck ever? What the fuck ever, professor? I don't fuck her.
She let you know.
So I started sucking the other ones. I started fucking her, right? And she started screaming, like, are you all right? It wasn't like a sexy scream. It wasn't a moan. You know how the hyenas, like, when Nefari was walking through the middle and the hyenas were screaming, the Lion King, that was her. So it was just like, I felt uncomfortable. Like, you all right? Can I keep going? Like, you know, whatever. So she's like, yeah. So then my dick started burning. But as my dick started burning, her pussy was cold. And it was uncomfortable, right?
Oh.
But I refused to. All I'm going to say is, everything I know about this woman, I just personally would not have chanced Raw Dog McGraw on this. So we was just going to have to sit there and get cold and get hot and get cold and get hot together. Okay. And so I fake came and I went to sleep and she went to sleep. I actually said, she was like, well, did you have fun? I was like, no. And so we went to sleep. I woke up in the morning. I'm thinking, hey, we could start the morning off. It was a Friday, a Thursday night. So I was going to spend the whole weekend there. So I'm thinking in the morning. We getting there. So I'm thinking in the morning, let's do a reset. I'm like, hey, you want to do breakfast? She was like, no, I think I'm going to go to class. I'm like, this bitch ain't telling me she had like dance class, you know? So I'm like, all right, bet. I'm about to go to my car and get something. I'll be right back. She's like, all right.
And then you left.
She went to get milk.
I left.
You should have left that night.
I drove. I was just so tired because I left work. I left work, and from work I drove there.
Terrible story.
I was so pissed. Terrible. Shout out to her. Don't. I hate you.
You say what kind of class she was going to, so somebody knows.
You right. Hate is a strong word. I don't hate you. I don't wish bad on you.
Some made me bitter.
But you are very. You're very. No, it was like. Shit happens, right? Like, if a dude comes a little fast or a woman is not as... Like, shit happens, you know, but that was just, like, kind of purposely dickish and weirdish.
But
like,
shit can also happen that's not in your favor. So, like,
no, you tell somebody you're on your period before they drive 4 hours.
You want to see some things through. You might see it through and have a good time with it. You didn't. That wasn't what you wanted. That's not what you expected. She did give you a false foreplay, you know, but then something could have popped off from it. It didn't because you envisioned something different, you know, but it could have been somebody else's treasure. She's married now, you know, so I'm assuming somebody's into that.
She was on her period. Maybe she's just, you know.
No, then why she ain't tell me she was on her period?
I don't know. Maybe she didn't. Maybe
give
she
my
didn't.
Dick consent for blood.
Maybe well, she was it like, was it a crazy amount? Like, was y'all
boobs? Was y'all boobs or was y'all just fuzz buddies?
That was our first time.
Could you see it? Could you see the period?
You shouldn't expect a sex then.
It was on the condom. No, like I drove 4 hours. All she talked about was fucking. Why would I not expect what you tell me you're going to give me?
That's true. I hate. Oh, yeah.
Like, that's what I'm saying. It'd be different if I went there and I was just like, oh, I was hoping or assuming and expecting. No, you told me you would be on your knees as I arrived. You were watching Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Like, yeah, that's not fun.
And then she wasn't the best looking gal.
You drove 4 hours for that? I'm sorry,
bro. It was more so about the experience, and it's not always about looks.
But no, you drove 4 hours, you didn't enjoy it. Yeah. I've never gone that far for dick.
The best part of the trip was driving home.
But, I mean, I have also... I have sex with plenty of dudes on my period.
And the crazy thing is, my Eskimo brother said that she's great, so... We all have different experiences. I think I got an Eskimo sister. You my Eskimo sister with that?
I'm sorry. No.
Uh-huh. Oh, sorry.
Absolutely not.
Oh.
What's the questions?
Okay. So, diving into foreplay. Let's dive right on in. So, you know, when it comes to foreplay, don't be afraid to experiment. Like, toys are your friends. Do y'all use toys?
Yeah.
What kind of toys you be using, Lesson?
What kind of toys do I be using? I love a nice wand while we doing it. Because I got a piercing, too, so I can't use too much stuff.
You do?
On my clitoris.
That'll tear that
up. I should look at Ouch. Hold on, let me look at it. You do, I remember it.
I have a piercing, so I don't use, like, a lot of the sucker things. Like, I use... And I like nipple clamps. Nipple clamps are,
I thought you were about to pull your nipples out.
They take it there. Because I really like nipple play.
Do you like nipple play?
Yeah. And that's why I was like, do they take it? Yeah, we need to, we've been saying that we need to go to the store and like get some new toys and try some, add some more stuff. But I got that rose, little wand, little bullet wand thingy.
I like watching my wife masturbate with the wand.
Yeah. Ooh.
And then I like when she say, come give me that dick. So
that's a good form of foreplay, though. Watching people masturbate. Yeah.
The one I never did was watch porn with somebody and then fuck. We've sent porn. Like, people, I've, like, with partners sent porn, but not, like, sitting, like, next to each other like they are right now. Like, look at this. Let's do this right now. Like,
I've watched porn on the TV with a partner.
What kind of porn? Because you watch some nasty shit.
Our porn.
That's definitely.
I don't watch a lot of porn because I don't like a lot of porn.
I don't get porn.
Yeah,
I only like amateur porn, like real people.
That's
doing
what
real
I would
shit.
Prefer to watch. I would prefer if my, that's my category of choice. Yeah. Amateur threesomes.
For sure, amateur threesomes.
Yeah. You know, that's how I find a lot of guests is going through like amateur porn pages on Twitter, like in. Porn people, for some odd reason, like, they're definitely going to put what city they're in. If it say anything about Michigan, I'm hitting them up. Like, what's good? Do you want to get sticky? Like,
that's how it's going to go. Do you want to get sticky?
Yeah. What about you, Professor?
State the question again.
She like, I'm just in the zone. We're asking about, like, I forget.
You know, I don't think there really was a question. Hey. Actually, you kind of just
something about foreplay.
Y'all like fingers doing foreplay?
Oh no, you were talking about toys.
Yeah,
that was
yeah. And I was asking,
do you love fingers during foreplay?
You want a fist?
Let's start where I started. I love fingers.
I love foreplay.
Politely just text you. Like Keith Lee.
I just recently got into toys, though.
Really?
Yeah. Like, as far as using them on other people, yes. Like, I've been doing that for a while. But as far as on me, like the little suction thingy, I'm into it. Mm. I'm really into it. But it might just be with one person. I don't know. Mm. But also, I think I've hit this age in my life where my body's like excited about so many things that they weren't before, because I'm always stressed out. My body holds so much tension in it that my nerves are just more sensitive than they've ever been. Mm. So if you can hit the right nerve, I'll be like, yes, I love getting my elbow licked. Do that shit all the time. You know, it's just... You know, a place.
Was that an example?
Yes, that was an example. People like weird shit. I'm just saying, like,
it's not weird though.
But it's not weird. People like different things. Mm-hmm. And my clitoris was always a different or a weird place for me because it was always like overstimulated, you know, as far as like me being soft and gently kept. Like after a while, I got so much stress in my body that it made sense for me to experiment.
Okay. With so toys, yeah. I forgot, but now I remember the reason I was asking because we normally see in lesbian, since you're in a lesbian relationship, lesbian relationships normally bring in more toys. So as far as like, what's your favorite toy to get used on you? What's your favorite toy to use on your partner?
Well, the strap.
Which way?
Receiving.
Okay.
And I like using bullets with her. Okay.
Yeah. Do you ever strap her?
No.
Okay. Damn, I wondered.
No.
You should do it as a Christmas present. Wondered. Like, surprise, motherfucker.
I've always wondered that. Thank you.
What's the difference between, like, getting strapped and getting the dick?
Good question.
I think it's, like, the difference between fucking different people.
Like, so it feels just as warm as a real dick?
Yeah, if I'm with a person who feels warm.
Well, I don't think you fucking vampires.
Like I'm. Let me clarify. Okay. I'm a lesbian, not because I discovered lesbian sex one day and certain things about it felt good. I'm a lesbian because I'm just attracted to and compatible with different kinds of people. I'm bisexual, first of all, possibly pansexual. I don't know.
Okay.
But what I've been attracted to, it just works out. If I'm fucking you, there's a connection and I'm going to feel that. So whether it's
I love that for you.
Fake or real. Like, although I do like, I like the cum portion that I don't get from you know, people squirt in my mouth or on me all the time, but like being able, knowing that shit can shoot the fucking club up. That's a different fucking feeling. Well, not another one, but knowing it can shoot the club up is just fun.
Do they have straps where shit come out?
Yeah.
What comes out?
That's a good question. I don't have one of those yet.
Oh, we got to look that bitch up after the show.
You going to buy me one? Cool. You should buy it.
I would only buy it if I could. We would buy you one as a show if we could sit and watch you get it used on you.
That's a wild exchange. You're crazy.
You notice the team. Nobody disagreed with me. We were all in it.
No, that everybody was in shock.
Alessa, was you disagreeing with me because in shock, or was you with me?
I thought that was a wild request.
But you was cool with it.
I mean, if she was cool with it.
Yeah. Because who doesn't want to see it? But the fact that you requested that, thinking that was
ample. A possibility?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Would you have sex at a sex club?
A sex club?
Yeah, or like a sex party, somebody threw a party?
I have before.
Would you do it again?
Possibly.
Oh, well, we just got to throw a party.
Okay. I keep telling you that.
You down?
I told him to throw a party.
Yeah.
Let's give the floor over to Professor Sticky now.
Sticky.
You know what? Before we do.
Right. Because
I think Professor Sticky could help us throw a party.
Okay.
I would love to.
We'll talk about that offline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have to find dudes because we ain't going to invite none.
We would have to find dudes.
It'd be four niggas and 28 women.
But let's get on with the.
And Travis would be exhausted.
Yes.
So, just to be clear.
Nobody saw him.
Just to be clear, right now we are getting into the foreplay that's going to lead us to our next transition.
Yes.
Oh, I was asking.
Yeah, we are.
I don't need the mic on.
Okay, so.
Actually, we're going to put the
labs on.
The labs on.
Yeah, you
don't
even get
that
far.
Yeah, you put yours on. I think you should just put it on Mickey. I feel like
I should put the lab on Mickey.
Yeah, okay. I feel like if you put it on her, they'll be together. Yeah. So we'll pick him up, and Rico don't talk a lot anyway. He said he not a talker; he a doer. Just put it behind. Oh, I'll put it behind.
Yes. Thank you.
I'm excited. Y'all still ain't say like what made y'all like down to do this.
So first off, to be clear, when I saw the post, I thought it meant like somebody else give him head. And I was for that.
Really?
Yes.
Have you watched somebody give him head before?
Yeah.
You know what? We're going to talk about the next episode.
Okay. But yeah, so, but when you was like, do you want to do it? I was like, sure.
What's a good foreplay in a threesome? Like, what does that look like?
It's always head from two bitches. That's not
always.
I feel like the foreplay start at the dinner table when you take them out.
If you take them out.
Yeah. Oh, no, not the roadhouse.
Yeah.
You can't do Texas Roadhouse?
No, I absolutely can.
Most definitely. I need some roll.
Would you go to Texas Roadhouse for a threesome date?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I know some Sadiddy motherfuckers out there. Like, I would never.
I don't know the last time.
You know what? You was just at Chi Chi's yesterday, so shut the fuck up.
I miss Chi Chi's. I just ain't never been here.
Oh, hey, JG, that's like, hey man, you bringing up a good pastime. Hey, definitely that one in Dearborn off the freeway they shut down. Man, look,
y'all greedy.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, he winded today.
My bad. I'm gonna shut the fuck up. Go,
yeah,
professor.
Come on, Professor.
Call our phones. So
okay, so I'm glad that we talked about Brendan asked the question of what made you get into this, because I think we should start off acknowledging that with one another and just being safe in that space. As a form of consent to know that this is what you wanted to do. And I want to ask you both to ask one another what you want to start off with and see if you even come up with the same thing, or maybe you could compromise.
What do you want to start off with? I'm going to ask you first.
I feel like it's limited for us, like you can't be fully undressed and all of that. So it's limited for us.
I mean, well, you can get naked if you want to.
I get fully undressed. No.
So what do you want to start with? I could still kiss on your neck. You didn't say earlier you enjoy your neck game. I'm gonna scoot as far off this corner as I can and give y'all some space. Or I can step outside the shot. Can I? Yeah, you can step outside the shot. Awesome. Or you know what you could do?
Yeah. They can scoot over a little bit, and you can sit next to me since I'm your favorite person, Professor.
Okay.
Just scoot over a little bit for us, Rico.
Is that good?
Who you want to high five you?
My professor.
Oh. What?
She hates me.
We all do.
Okay.
Shut up.
Am I starting?
Do you normally be on your knees?
It depends on where we are. If you're in the bed, still depends. I'm not be on my knees in the bed.
Do you use knee pads?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hit me on the bed is cushiony, and it's a cushiony carpet.
Oh, okay.
It's okay.
I'll shut the fuck up.
It's okay.
Yeah, booty look good. Yeah. You're welcome.
I don't look at it.
Y'all both look really great.
Yeah.
Y'all bodies go together well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
I just like how excited they
been somebody so long, so you like get to know and learn what people like.
Yeah. And you get to explore that. I think it's really cool. Being able to be with somebody for a really long time and get past the point of, okay, we already did this. We do this all the time. Let's experiment and do some stuff. You might even go through like an awkward phase.
Oh,
and then
after
that awkward phase, you come to another place of comfortability and you realize it's different levels to the shit. Mm-hmm. And I really can do this with one person for a long time. We learn about our bodies being different from one another, but we don't always learn about how to go through the different phases and how we might need something different at a different point in time.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people open up their relationships to open or poly, or they play around. You know, a lot of couples talk about threesomes and how that's so much of a turn on. But it always is going to start with whoever you're with, whether you're alone, and finding that exploration within yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're with somebody, also finding that within yourself and getting into finding it with them.
They went to the next episode real
quick. Yeah. On to the next episode of Cocktails with Cocktails. This was a great transition into part two.
Hey, I'm over here about to ask questions. I'm like, okay, no.
We're just going to go. The foreplay leads right into dick sucking. So
I mean, she's technically not doing it yet, so we could keep going on foreplay.
Okay.
Do y'all be sucking dudes' nipples?
I do bite nipples.
I asked him at one point if he liked
it. I do bite nipples. I do suck nipples. Okay. It is a thing for me.
What about you, Professor Sticky? Do you bite nipples?
I love biting nipples.
What about men's nipples? Like when you're not?
Oh, no, that's who I love biting the most.
Yeah, I know it doesn't really do anything for me. Spinning my ass off.
Some people. Well, all them titties. I'm sorry.
I bet bitches want to eat your food.
Like, too. I bet, like, I would love, like,
a great episode of Cocktails with Cocktails.
Like, I'm sure your wife would love to bite on them nipples.
She does, and I tell her to stop.
Like, it doesn't get you off or something? No, okay.
It gets her off, though.
But what if she were to tweak your nipple while she was sucking your dick? Like, what if it was a quick little.
Can we take her mic and throw it away?
No, no tweaking.
I don't like neither of y'all right now.
No.
Okay, first off, we are clearly into the foreplay episode, and we are going into sucking dick.
And she's gagging. Don't be afraid to gag, guys. Most people have a gag reflex.
She is gagging. Okay. Let's go to the dick sucking episode.
Yeah, okay. So
this has been a dope episode of Cocktails with Cocktails. If you want to see part two. Even though you kind of got a glimpse of it, you cannot hear me. It's a lot of blah, blah, blah. So let's move forward and go to the second episode.
Yeah. So, all right. So we're starting this episode off, with Honey sucking on Rico. As you can see, this is going pretty great.
Honey,
are you having a great time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, if you didn't hear our last episode, this is Rico and Honey. We have been joined by Professor Sticky, who has led us into this wonderful oral presentation that we have for you today.
I see what you did there. Oh, that was fire. Did you write that down?
I didn't. They came right on my head.
Okay.
But I would just like to give a few tips as Honey so fervently enjoys this penis. When it comes to giving head with men and women, same rules apply. Communicate, talk, speak, ask questions. They're not asking a lot of questions. Never mind. She asked him if he was okay.
Shit, you should ask about
she that. Asked it, but you know, it depends. Everybody is different. Do they like their balls tugged? Do they like their balls sucked? I usually use this as a great time to play with the booty, or try to at least play with the booty and see if they gonna let me. So I'll, you know, usually slide a finger up there, slide my finger up, they crack and rub, especially if I'm down there and I can't smell nothing. Oh, I'm touching your booty. I'm touching.
Do y'all do booty play? Oh, Rico? No, Rico said
they don't do booty play. See, because they communicate.
I ain't never see somebody suck. I mean, I said suck. Shake their head no while sucking dick.
I was like trying to pay attention to the conversation.
Oh, I love this slide.
Yeah, you know, I've been trying not to look, but I'm gonna just be a part of the moment.
You might as well just be in the moment. We all in here.
Because this is like my little sister.
Okay.
It's like, damn, sis, I see you. No. I don't want to think about my mama. Do you think about your mama?
Oh my God.
That?
Let's change that.
Yeah. So, Rico, how do you like your dick sucks? I mean, she's doing a great job, it seems, but can you describe what she's doing? Can.
Okay. All right. What was the question?
How do you like your dick sucks? Can you basically describe what she's doing to you right now and how she's getting you together?
Slow. Sloppy, eye contact, passionate.
Passionate. I like that.
I notice women like really like to suck on the inner thighs of men.
She said, what else you like?
When she talk to me, when she lick on my head like that.
Oh, talk to him.
I just asked, you are missing the conversation.
Oh.
I asked him what he like.
When she gag on, I like the gag.
She has
I
been
like
gagging.
Gag.
There is nothing wrong with having a gag reflex. Having a gag reflex. I think that's empowering, actually. I think it builds character.
This nigga said it builds
good. It does.
I can see that.
Choking and crying on a dick is ugh.
She not crying.
But I like to cry. I like to cry. When
so how much spit do y'all like to use?
I try to use as much as I possibly can.
I don't like spit.
Okay.
I mean, I use a lot, but I don't like. I want to say spit is so gross to me.
Honey is like on a level 3 out of 10 on the spit dar. You know,
it's so.
You like that spit dar?
No.
Oh, all right. Cool. I was hoping to piss you off. So, even though she just proactively got into it, Professor, any tips and tricks on sucking penis?
I definitely have to say, I'd like to piggyback on what we were talking about before about fake foreplay. If you really, really want to get into something and you feel that you want to ultimately, like, display yourself to somebody, don't step into no shit and that's not where you are. Mm-hmm. You know, the dick's not going to get as hard as you want it to be if you're not fighting that hard for it or you're not wanting it that hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the pussy's not going to get that wet, you know, if you don't want it like that. Like, you got to want to gag on somebody's dick to gag on somebody's dick.
Exactly. I want to suck some dick right now.
You can see, you can see the passion. You can see how much fun she has.
I'm having a great time listening to this because I'm making complete eye contact with me, with Professor Sticky over here. But it's just like the
right
sounds. You're looking right at me. I'm smiling because I'm just thinking about dick in my mouth right now because I'd like to put one in there.
I definitely got to get my dick sucked.
I am going to call somebody.
And I live around
this.
The block, so, you know.
I got some niggas around the block.
So, with sucking dick, like, do you like to get your mouth fucked, honey?
Occasionally, I mean he goes for it, but
so it's like a birthday present. It's like this long glob of spit trap.
Man,
I hope you get
give me a paper towel, please.
Oh my god,
you were supposed to have a towel.
JG, can you hand us some towel?
I'm enjoying the long glob.
The long pause. And if you're listening to the audio of this, guys, you're stupid. I'm going to post it so you can hear it, but unless you Stevie Wonder, man, you got to see this. You got to see it through my voice.
Stevie Wonder can see. I don't care what nobody says. Stevie Wonder can see.
Tissue when you're ready.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the moans.
It's the moans.
I love when a woman moans on dick or she's sucking it. Like, that is one of my favorite sounds.
It's crazy because she's breathing into it even more, which makes him breathe into it more. She's tightening up her grip. It makes his dick tighten up. You know, it's really just
about to come.
I think they're both about to come.
A plus B equals C, baby.
I'm okay if we just sit in silence.
Yeah, I like these sound effects.
Yeah.
This is great. She's grabbing balls. She's doing a great job.
I think a climax is great.
I think a climax is great. I wonder if they're both.
You notice she asked for him to come for her.
Oh, you saying that he got to get permission to come?
He doesn't have to, but sometimes that permission is just like a nice check-in. It's it just takes you to where you need to be. It's like somebody grabbing your hand and saying, come on, let's go.
Don't even mention the word come to me unless you want me to go.
Right now? Oh.
No. Like, during sex, like, as soon as y'all say, like, I hate when women tell me they're about to come, because that it's such a turn on that I like, you know.
Is that the noise you make when you come?
I used to say, hey, Macarena.
Oh, my God, you lame ass bitch.
What's the noise you make when you come?
I don't say, hey, Macarena, that's for damn sure.
What's the noise you make when you about to come?
We're onto both hands now.
That gawk 5,000.
I don't make noise when I'm about to come. I go into complete oblivion.
Mm-hmm.
I think I make noise when I'm coming, like when I actually release, but when I'm about to, a pin drop.
I go deaf and my vision clears.
Yep.
So usually I'm not making any noise.
So I want to know if they were practicing for the camera, like up until like today.
I don't know.
I think she said, I'm not sure. I don't talk. Mm-mm. I don't. know the language of suck dick?
I'm sorry.
We're having a great day today.
Yeah, this is great.
Like, I'm going through the hard part, coming, the mental part right now.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay.
Tip, doctor.
Can you talk about the mental part just a little bit? Like,
okay, this is like the first time for this show.
For the first time being in front. Let me tell you, you got a lot of support. Somebody. Everybody's really excited about this.
So did y'all suck dick in front of somebody to practice for today?
No.
No.
I even gave them a suggested person.
Was it you?
No.
Uh-huh.
I feel like
I think
the most
you're doing a great job
right now.
I think you're doing a great job.
You're both doing a great job.
This
actually,
is my
first time.
You don't need to force it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is my first time ever seeing somebody have sex.
That's the good. Yeah. That's all that really matters.
That's all that really matters.
That's all that really matters.
We know you could come. Y'all got two kids.
We know you can come.
Yeah.
We know you can come.
You probably come too much.
Oh, and I love the cleanup, the aftercare. That's so sweet.
From beginning to end is the most important part.
That was beautiful. Beautiful work. Can we give her a round of applause? Can we give her a round of applause? Yes. That was beautiful.
To catch us on the next episode of Cocktails with Cocktails is going to be wild. Okay?
A little wet.
Oh, see, they be doing that aftercare kissing, too.
I love kissing after sucking.
Share it all.
To me, when you don't kiss somebody after they suck your dick.
Especially after they come in my mouth.
Yeah, but see, you be trying to swap the cum.
No, I usually swallow by that point.
Yeah, that's a wild baby, dog. So, honey, did you get wet? Do you feel like you came from that?
I didn't. I heard y'all talking about my teacher. I didn't come from that, but I do get very aroused when he, like, I love turning him on.
Y'all can go home and do it.
Probably.
Yay.
Oh, I like that. Exactly. He was like, yeah, as soon as we leave here. So
probably so before we take the kids up in the car.
Oh, nice. Mm. Nice.
That'd be yeah, trisex is the best.
Oh, I can imagine. Yeah.
So, our second was conceived.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
We weren't even cool. We just got cool.
I'm cracking up.
I pulled up as a friend to the bar.
Mm. What's the position for car sex?
It could be.
It is a number.
On top, ass, you know, like this. There's this, and
then
the side, and
like
the chair back.
Okay. Like, what's y'all favorite positions with each other?
What's your favorite position?
Missionary, legs up, feet, mouth combo.
Okay.
Oh, feet, foot to mouth,
chair
yes.
Yourself, yeah. Mm. You might have to
clear. I love riding him.
Right.
What would you give her on a scale of 1 to 10 on riding you?
That's a strong 10.
Good answer.
I do.
I didn't know if you was gonna have the balls to say like a 9 because nobody say nobody perfect. Good answer.
He loved my sex since the first time I just sexed him.
How did
we meet Twitter?
Wow, who slid?
Me.
Okay. We actually, I know a lot of women that's been getting on niggas on Twitter slides. So women, y'all should try to DM slide trap.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That was
2010.
10 years ago. That was a long time ago.
I don't want to tell y'all what I was doing in 2010.
That was like 2010. Yeah. We knew each other for a very long time before we met in person.
Oh, okay. That's dope. So, how did y'all, was it weird like sucking dick in front of people like this?
It wasn't really weird for me, and that's what's weird.
Yeah, you seemed like you went into it. We didn't, like, you weren't
close. I wanted
to make
sure he was comfortable.
Yeah,
I was cool. It's
I know he got like social anxiety sometimes. Yeah. So I wanted to make sure he was comfortable.
It was talking, it was the non-stop.
Good.
Yeah, I think that was fun. Coach me.
Because I feel like yeah. Me personally, it was weird because I never seen anybody have sex.
I guess. Sex parties? You never been to a sex party?
Nope.
Wow.
Nobody believes me. Or like when the sex happens, like I'm in the room, like, and then I don't hear anything, or we fell asleep, like every, like, group trip we throw, like every time I miss the orgy, like it's literally.
I'm very surprised by that,
yeah,
Brandon.
So,
yeah,
you would think that you would have seen. I've seen so many people have sex.
That was the first. Like, I mean, I guess the riding episode was my first time, but to me, it just wasn't sex. It didn't feel like sex to me.
And it's not.
You know?
I wouldn't expect normal people like us to have seen other people.
I would suggest you go to your
definitely
own experience. at a sex party. I suggest you go to a sex party first before you start setting shit up for other people. It's nice to be creative, but it's also nice to be informed.
So because remember, I had plans that one that you went to a lesson that you hosted.
What'd you say?
I said, what if you go to one and it's scar? I mean, I like it. I don't know.
Well, the good thing about it, he'll know about it being Brandon. I don't think that's it. Because, like, even if you go and you have, like, a horrible time, that doesn't mean that yours is going to be horrible. Because you're not just going there to get your dick off. Like, you're married. You have this show. Like, you know, this is a different experience for you.
You know, we would love the whole sex party.
We were supposed to go to that one in Atlanta.
Right.
We were supposed to go to one in Atlanta. It's this lounge in Atlanta. They have, like, sex parties.
Really? Alessa went to one. How was that one? Like, I know you weren't able to have fun at it. That's right. You didn't see anything, right?
Yeah, because they had different rooms.
Okay.
Mm. And so, like, we could see, like, the foreplay getting started, like, where we were. And then, like, they would, like, wander off into the different rooms.
Mm. I just feel like once I get into the room and I'm watching Honey and Rico fuck, what do I do from there? Do I stand in the corner?
But I guess you have that conversation before you get to the room.
Like, and then if I'm fucking somebody and this nigga standing in the corner jacking off,
I know
to me,
parties,
that's weird.
Yeah.
So they go away.
Just look. I know that, like, that's a rule at some parties. You can't just stand and look. Like, you either have to participate or you have to ask to just look. Like, there's
rules. Oh, yeah. I think you should ask for permission. Like, hey, are you okay with me watching? You know,
what if you get knee deep in the pussy and somebody come ask that? Nah, you talk about
that. They must ask that beforehand.
I mean, I kind of feel like you got to be ready for something like that at a sex party, you know? Yeah. Like, you got to be ready if you had a sex party with your girl, a dude might ask, hey, can I have fun with your girl? And you can't be mad. You can say no.
I get that at a sex party and that climate, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, no.
But if you properly plan and, you know, do your research, like, let's say if you start now, New Year's Eve sex party. What?
Why is she trying to have a sex party in 2 weeks?
Right.
No, not. I said for next year.
Oh.
Like, if you take your time and research.
It's this one. Remember the one that was like, if you walking around, they give you like little bands or something, or in your drink or something like that, like a flamingo.
Or you do like Texas de Brazil with a little flip. You know?
So the idea that we had was to, I know we off the topic, but who cares? You already sucked the dick. Was like wristbands, you know. Yeah. We could do wristbands and then also do like STD testing. So you know if somebody's been tested and the test results seen, or if they're not tested, you know if they're single, you know if they're like a couple,
yeah, like shit a like good that. Vetting system. Yeah. Because if you're getting the right people, and I just, because it was some flyer I saw for some party, it was just the address was on there, and I was like, who would go to that? Because why is the address on the flyer?
That's not the one.
Red flag.
That's the, like, one positive. That
those are
the
people
don't
you
do
weed
cheap.
Out and don't, you know, have invited.
Just people popping up,
upscale.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm. Dinner party.
That's the most important part. It's dinner, presentation. Yeah.
Cool. Going to a sex party with like different, like with lesbian sex, gay sex, straight sex. Would y'all be okay with
there
that?
There should be all types of sex at a sex party, right?
Wouldn't I know. I'm just asking them as a couple. I'm just curious.
Sometimes there's specified sex parties. But yeah, I mean, if you say that it's a sex party, then everybody is all included.
Everything is on the floor, but I feel like if Rico was walking past the room and he's seen a dude getting fisted, that would be completely different than him walking past the room seeing a woman having sex with 10 men.
I feel like the same reaction is warranted.
You said what?
I feel like the same reaction would be warranted for both.
Yeah.
I know. I'm saying, damn! Like, to both.
Yeah, you specify what kind of party you have. You also have to advertise your party the way that you want your audience, the kind of audience, like sex ranges so wide, you know, and so far, like you can.
Sex is so cool.
Is it fair to like base your audience off of like age or looks?
What do you mean? Is it fair?
Yeah,
of course.
Like, I've literally heard like somebody went to a sex party and the group of individuals there was extremely unattractive. Mm-mm. And I feel like it has to be a balance.
That's why you start now looking for next New Year's. You can have people vet it.
So you're saying you don't want nice, to do it though when you don't want to.
So we can get resumes. So
I mean,
and it could be the
screen. You know what they say about fives. Fives get live.
They do that on the TV, so I know they're doing it in real life.
What's the lowest you go for a sex party? Is it five?
Six.
I don't know. Fives get live.
600?
No, like no. 1 through 10. Like,
you could do it in said, like
here go five.
Like
he
a
would hit a five, like a five.
Oh, I wouldn't. Like I was just saying.
Like 1 through 10.
I don't think it's about the you level like, that you like, don't
are
allow.
You a 10?
Oh.
I think it's about the amount of like if you do get a five, you can't have a whole bunch of fives. Like you gotta level
correct
it out.
That's why I said six.
Yeah. And then your goal is to get.
I can see it.
But then you got to remember if you get a whole bunch that's of tens, you got to ask yourself, are the tens actually going to participate or are they going to watch?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you. I'm saying. I'm
so you want people to pay?
Ugly is subjective.
It is subjective.
You want people to pay to get, like, how would you weed that out? Like, how
we're talking a lot about a hypothetical right now that we still need to vet out.
I think this is a dope conversation to have even on air. Like, example, you're going through,
what is wrong with him?
Like, we're going through like how we would create a sex party like on air. I think that's dope.
Is Brandon drunk?
He's high. That's what it is.
He's high.
I didn't start the conversation. I had my back. Did I start this conversation?
No.
Yeah, y'all can't throw me under the bus. I didn't even start the conversation.
That's
you.
What I say.
Yeah. So y'all would go to a sex party.
Wrap it up.
Mm-hmm.
Trav yes would go to the. Trav, would you go to a sex party? Would you participate?
He would if he wasn't filming.
Would you let somebody eat your ass unless at a sex party?
For sure.
No doubt about
Rico,
it.
Rico, you gotta let somebody eat your ass at a sex party, man. You got
not. You gotta.
I don't like
booty.
I
don't.
It tickles.
My
yeah.
Sensitive.
Yeah, you need like, to go like, to one before you throw one.
I got a sensitive booty hole. No, only stuff that is poop. That's it.
Okay. This has been a dope episode of Cocktails with Cocktails.
It was some sucking going on.
It was some sucking going on. So why are we doing tutorials? We want to educate in real time. And we want to use real people. We want to support sex workers. We want to support the people that want to come on our show as guests and give them opportunities to open up and do things that they have never done before.
Yes.
Was this a great experience?
This was.
Did you have a great time? I'm glad.
My birthday coming up.
Oh, that's like great.
Happy birthday.
So we definitely hope to bring more things like this into our tutorial series. And as Brandon has stated, we will be moving strictly to Patreon in 2024. So keep an eye out for a video on details with that, pricing, tiers, and things of that nature. We want to be able to give you guys more quality content. So that's why we're moving over there. So don't be afraid. We are still going to post things. It just will not be our full episode. So just make sure you head on over to our Patreon if you are not already. We're going to have way more dope things for you coming in 2024.
Okay. Can I say one last thing?
Go ahead.
Maybe I am high.
You should move the radio. It's great.
This has been a great episode of Cocktails with Cocktails.
Cocktails with Cocktails. Thank y'all for coming through.
Thank
being a
you
part of this. Coaching, sucking, getting sucked. Like, this has been great.
This has been great.
Meow.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. He high. It's hell.
No, I'm not. All right. So, can we do the catch-ups?